On a recent monthly recording, we announced the new Team Leader Development Program. Now, since we released that audio program, we've seen tremendous interest in that concept, but there have been some aspects of the program that we do need to clarify. First, the price. On the tape, we accidentally quoted the $2,497 price that is the price we charge to non-monthly tape subscribers. The actual price that we charge to the subscribers is $1,997, so that was a mistake. Second, why are you only allowed to send one person to the team meeting? Because it allows the staff to take on the positive, can-do attitudes of the other superstar team leaders that are going to be in attendance at that seminar. See, otherwise, there's this temptation to bring with them the negativity and limited belief in growth that may have already taken root in their home clinic. You can send as many team members as you'd like to this program. You just can't send more than one at a time. Third, the guarantee. Some doctors have been concerned that they may see their team leader leave shortly after they've invested in her growth engineering course. We've already included a 2-year guarantee in the program per team member. If the team member that attends the course quits the practice within 2 years of coming to the course, you may send her replacement at no charge. This guarantee extends only to the first replacement, so if the replacement quits, the normal fee would apply for the next team leader trained. Some doctors mistakenly see the team leader as an office manager. Now, using her as an office manager is a separate decision. At the team leader program, she's going to be trained to find and fix all practice growth blockages. She's going to learn how to inspire her teammates to reach for the bonus by improving your patient's experience and perception of your practice. She literally becomes the consumer compliance officer in your practice. She's trained to spot any and all potentially offensive practice policies and procedures. We've decided to limit the number of staff that can attend this meeting to 100. The reason for this is that we want each and every team leader to return to the practice knowing how they will solve the specific problems that they already know exist in their own clinic. So we want plenty of time to do individual work on individual practices. For too many of you, the only difference between your monthly production and that of the Whitehall Superstars is that unlike the Superstars, you're trying to engineer practice growth all by yourself. Without exception, the Superstars in Whitehall have the support of at least one highly motivated, fully trained team leader. We've had to severely limit the number of staff at this January 7th and 8th team leader development meeting. If you can't get a representative into this first meeting, call anyway and get her name on the list for the next session. If you're tired of being the only one in the clinic that cares how patients are treated or whether or not your statistics are improving, call Marcia or Leslie here at the Whitehall office and schedule your staff person for the January 7th and 8th team leader development meeting.